Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Walls Do Talk. I'm your host, Gabrielle Weimer, and today I'm going to share a story with you that is too good to be true. The story I'm going to share revolves around young teenage boys who got taken advantage of. So let me set the scene. You have two friends on one evening walking to the local convenience store. As they make their way to the store, they're approached by a woman. And she seems kind of drunk and she's kind of talking gibberish, but yet she's acting strange, but talking with them, kind of flirting with them. And one boy pulls out his phone and starts to record her because she's quite funny. So anyways, as the small talks exchange, they make their way into the store. They get their drinks and they head out. Well, that woman is still there. And then she walks up to them and says, "Hey, do you want to go behind the store and I'll suck your dick?" Immediately, the boys freeze, and one quickly nudges the other and says, "You better go do this. Don't chicken out now." So the kid says, "Sure," and they make their way back to behind the building. She unbuttons the boy's pants and proceeds to perform oral sex on him. Once he's finished, they say their goodbyes, and they make their way back to their friend's house. Both boys are completely in shock. They're ecstatic. They have no idea how to, you know, interpret just what happened, but they just can't believe it. "I just got, you know, a blowjob by a random older lady." So they get to the friend's house and immediately they bust in with the story. "Oh my God, Johnny just got his dick sucked by some older lady at the store." And their friend's like, "Yeah, right." And he's like, "No, no, man, I had a picture. I got a video and a picture of the girl that did it." So he pulls out the phone and he shows the video of the woman talking to them. He's like, "Oh, shoot, it's true. You did." He's like, "I tell you, man, she did it." So the kid says, "Hey," to his older sister, calls her over and says, "Johnny just got a blowjob from an older lady at the convenience store." And she's like, "Yeah, right, little man. Let me see." So they pull out the phone and say, "That's the woman that did it." And she's looking at the phone, and then she immediately stops and looks up at the three boys. And she goes, "That's not a woman. That's a man. That's our neighbor who's a transgender." Immediately, the boys freeze, and their souls just leave their body. They can't believe that that just happened to them. They immediately swear to secrecy, pinky swear, to never say a thing to anyone about this incident. Right then and there, the story dies. Fast forward a year from that date, you have a young boy, 15 to 16 years of age, making his way through the local strip mall trying to apply for a job. He needs money. So he goes from store to store to store, but he strikes out at every point because he's too young to work. They won't hire him. So defeated, he makes his lonely way back home with his head hung low. And wouldn't you know it, we have our lovely older woman riding her bike and she spots the poor wounded bird and she makes her way over to him. She approaches him as he's walking and she makes small talk with him. And then she gets straight to the point. She says, "Hey, if I take you behind this building, come with me and I'll give you a blowjob." He immediately thinks about it, perks up and says, "Okay, I'm in." So she takes him behind the building and she starts to perform oral sex on him. But then she takes it a step further. She goes, "Do you want to put it in my butt?" And he says, "Yes, of course." So she grabs his penis and looks at it and says, "I only let you put it in my butt and not my vagina because I'm a virgin and I'm saving myself for marriage." He says, "That's fine with me. I don't care." So he proceeds to put it in her butt. They have sex. They say their goodbyes and make their way. Well, fortunately and unfortunately for this young kid, his mom finds out about 2 weeks later and she is livid. She is pissed. She grabs her son and takes him to the law enforcement agency and reports that her son was raped by a much older woman. So the boy is actually willing to talk. He tells detectives everything about the incident. He describes where it happened. He described what the female looked like. He was able to describe her tattoos, and he described exactly what they did together. At that point, something clicks in the detective's head. They have been randomly getting these reports of this older woman on a bicycle cruising along through the local middle schools and high schools, going up to young boys, offering to suck their penis. And they said, shoot, this is true. These are not just rumors. So they start digging. They start pulling video surveillance, and they're able to narrow down their suspect. And by doing so, they're also able to identify that those poor boys from the convenience store a year prior, they're able to locate them and interview them. And eventually those kids start telling the truth. They open up about exactly what happened. And there you go. The detectives have enough information right then and there to put together a huge case to go arrest this individual. So detectives are building their case, and they finally make an arrest on this individual. Once they make an arrest on her, they get hold of her phone, and they're going through it, and they are finding so many more victims out there. There are 14, 15, 16-year-old boys out there that she has offered the same thing to. Let me give you a blowjob, and can you put it in my butt? They even discovered that she had a glory hole at her residence in the garage. So as they're compiling the case, that's where I come in. One of the detectives comes up to me one day and says, hey, I need you to come down to the jail with me. I need to collect a reference sample from our suspect. I said, sure, why not? So we make our way over there, and I get to the jail. They open the jail cell up, and there she is. And immediately we make eye contact, and I'm like, I know you. And she's like, I know you too. And I'm like, I met her at the local coffee shop. I was there on St. Patrick's Day. I walked in. She greeted me with one of the best Irish accents I've ever had. She said, good morning, laddie. What can I get for you with the Irish coffee? Da, 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 da. I can't even do it like her. It was horrible. But I just remember she had bright green hair. She had fuchsia lipstick. And I thought, oh, look at that girl. She looked good with her lipstick. I mean, I know she wasn't a girl. She did look like a man. I could see the stubble. But hey, she was rocking it well. That's what I remember her as. So she says hi, I say hi, and she's a little pissed off because we're recognizing her as a male. If you haven't caught on, yes, she is a full-blown biological male, and we are recognizing her as such. And she can't be helped by that. She thinks we're being so rude, we're being inconsiderate. And as I'm being very nice to her and treating her with respect, all I can think about is, you're worried about us being inconsiderate and rude to you when this whole time you've been picking up on little boys, lying to them, essentially raping them? Come on now. So detectives gather all their evidence. It makes its way over to the DA's office. And lo and behold, I think she only gets 6 years. 6 years in prison. Which I think is way too short of time, because if the tables were turned and those victims were females and the suspect was indeed a male, I believe the sentencing would have been a lot more harsh. But I hope you enjoyed the story. And what I want you to take away from that is, especially my males out there, if you meet a woman and within 2 minutes of you meeting her, she says, stick it in my butt, that is too good to be true. Everybody have a great night. Take care, and I'll see you on here next time. Hey, it's Gabrielle. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. And visit me at thewallsdotalk.com. We look forward to hearing from you.